today on the TMZ Podcast.
Welcome back to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Nath.
I'm Derek Kaufman.
Courtney here.
And Fabian here.
All right, let's get right into it. But we do want to acknowledge, Derek, thank you so much for joining us.
I know, it's your first
Thanks
time.
For about to lawyer this up a little bit.
I know, we had to have a responsible person on the panel,
we need an actual smart person on here from time to time. And thank God
we're
going to
elevate the discourse here today, guys. So let's bring your A games. Let's go.
So we can start with the Grammy nominations, specifically, not for any music, but for comedy. So Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. have been nominated for respective Grammys. I think Chappelle was nominated for a spoken word album, but I think it's also a comedy album. I don't know. Spoken word for Chappelle and then comedy album for Louis. A lot of people are up in arms about it. Other people are also like, is cancel culture real? Because these guys have been in the news lately for a lot of controversy. And supposedly they were canceled, but people are wondering, are they actually canceled? What is cancellation?
But how do you get nominated? It's based on numbers, correct?
Yeah, I think it's partly numbers and partly based on your peers, right? And the Grammys, like all award shows, are dying. And we need controversy to drum up enthusiasm for the show to get people and get eyeballs. And nominating someone like Chappelle and CK is going to do that.
But also, Dave Chappelle's comedy was huge. It was like rated in the top 10 for so many
for
weeks
sure.
on Netflix.
And I think because the implication you're making is that they did this for PR and for press, which I don't think is the case.
Like, it's voted
by a body of by people who pick this, right? Like they vote
on
it.
And also, this is a big pivot from like the AMAs, which removed Morgan Wallen from being nominated for any awards.
Right, which is like another big music award show.
That's a really good point. I mean, though, Morgan Wallen, though, his controversy is very different than the types of controversy you're dealing with Chappelle, which are maybe closer
what
calls.
What about Louis C.K.?
Right. He's on a different level. What's interesting is that
harassment and race is still different to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
So Dave Chappelle.
But also, was the Louis C.K. stand up funny? I didn't see that one. I only saw Dave Chappelle.
I actually have a confession to make. So I actually went and saw Louis
in person.
Wow, I was wondering.
Oh, kind of
cringe. I almost feel like I want to cancel you just for going to the show.
I can't believe you actually went.
I went to the Long Beach show. I'm a fan of his. And look, I've thought long and hard about his controversy, which we can recap quickly. He was accused and admitted, I think, to a lot of it, that he ended up, you know, masturbating in front of women and on the phone with women, which is absolutely disgusting. And he's a deviant, obviously. But he didn't, you know, everyone has their own line as far as where they, the line where they said,
well,
the
now
artists.
We know about your line.
I
think you've talked. No, but I'm interested in this. So CK's controversy is about things he did outside of comedy.
Right.
Chappelle's controversy is
the
comedy.
His actual comedy show that got nominated.
Although what he got nominated for.
Do you think that's why it's for best spoken word?
The spoken word album
and
is
not comedy?
It's not the closer. The spoken word album that Chappelle
was
not.
Oh, it's not the closer?
It's not the closer. It's a separate one. So who knows how much. I don't know the name of it. I don't have the
detail. I love all of his specials, though.
Right, but like he's in the news lately for The Closer and the whole transgender controversy. I don't know if it was for PR or for press. I have to think that they just looked at the merit of this work and voted on it, and they thought it warranted some nominations, apparently.
But if Chappelle won, for example, which probably he will be, right? Like, he will be the winner in that category. But if he won, there's going to be a lot of outrage.
But it's not for The Closer.
It's not for The Closer.
But
so
then it's completely different. But why, though?
He has a history of, you know,
but maybe not on this one. Was this
the
George?
I agree with Nat. This is going to be radioactive. If he wins and gets to go on stage in the middle of this swirling controversy about The Closer, even if it's about a separate album, there are going to be.
Does he make a joke?
Definitely.
He can't help himself. Everywhere he's been, he makes a joke about it.
He can't help it. And that's why it's Dave Chappelle.
I just don't like the idea of Twitter dictating, you know, who can get in, who can't get in. It's just ridiculous. And like Dave Chappelle said himself in the Closer special, Twitter's not a real place. And it's funny because there are prominent people, all these blue check mark profiles on Twitter, you know, saying, obviously these guys are not canceled. Louis C.K. is not canceled. Dave Chappelle is not canceled. And I have a theory about cancellation in general because it's such a nebulous term. Like, what does it mean? It means different things to different people. But for the wealthy and celebrities especially, you can't really, quote, cancel them because they're wealthy. Once you reach a certain level of wealth, you're rich, you're fine. You can say anything. Like,
it's not even wealth with them, though. Chappelle and CK are two of the greatest of all time.
Sure.
No one would, they're on the Mount Rushmore of comedians. So canceling
But money helps.
Giants
money
like
helps
that you is for a sure. big deal. Money certainly helps. It didn't help Cosby, though. I mean, Cosby's no, also right. on the Mount Rushmore, and I don't think he's winning any Grammys.
No, it didn't help Charlie Sheen either.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, there's right. a lot of like times when money hasn't
By
helped
By the way,
it.
For the Grammys, first-time nominees, Olivia Rodrigo, which, ugh. Go figure, but Selena Olivia. Gomez.
She's never been nominated
never been
before.
Never nominated.
Good for her, because she's a veteran, and she's put out good music before, you know, and I'm glad to see that she's here. Olivia, though, too soon. Too soon. She doesn't
really?
Deserve
Really? People are saying she's like the new
Britney Spears. Oh, my God, what are you talking about?
You're not ready to crown.
She has had
your...
number one songs that's, all
that's
the time.
Fine.
And it's probably but for like many, best new many, artist or something.
How, exactly. How many number ones has Selena had over the past several years and hasn't
Oh,
been...
not enough, apparently.
Exactly. Yeah. So Olivia, whatever. I don't want to get too into it because, you know, we're hopscotching here. But like Olivia needs to pay her dues and whatever.
We'll she has paid her dues.
You don't like
also,
best new artist, huh?
He is ridiculous.
Wow. I don't like newcomers.
Also, most Grammy nominations in history is 83 for Jay-Z.
Wow.
That's this insane. Blows my mind. So he now has passed Quincy Jones, who mm-hmm. is the goat of goats, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
is.
Quincy
Not
Jones
anymore.
Produced yeah. everything. He produced Thriller.
By the way, did you know Quincy? I learned this fact over the weekend. Quincy Jones produced the Austin Powers theme. Did you guys know that?
Really?
Yeah. Like, da-na-na-na. That's Quincy
awesome.
Jones. That's
His
crazy.
Fingerprints are on everything.
I have a question. How did you learn that this weekend?
It was on just, Twitter. It's just like some random.
Oh, you were just talking about how much you hate Twitter.
I love and hate Twitter. It's my life.
Fabian,
and it's also
that's the only one that you do is Twitter. You're not on Facebook. You're not on Instagram.
For good reason, anyway.
Oh my God, but he's on
Fabian
Twitter.
Hot take on Twitter, though. It's one
no,
of my favorites.
I have enough of his hot takes
about
here.
Queen one time.
It's into the void always. But anyway, we can move on. I
yeah.
think.
So moving on to Kanye West. So you guys remember he bought that house in Malibu for about $50 million.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And at the time, we had reported it was actually designed by a famous Japanese architect. Well, it's not good enough for him because now he is turning to James Goldstein, who. Basically for inspiration. So James Goldstein, big businessman. He's always courtside at Lakers games.
And he lives in one of the most uniquely designed homes
totally
in LA.
Totally iconic. Yeah,
I had to do a
Goldstein
crash course
residence.
On this story when you assigned it to me yesterday. Like, yeah. I had to like look it up. Like, who the hell is James Goldstein? What's his?
But then you saw him
sheets.
And you knew who he was.
I looked it up. I looked at the house. I was like, oh, okay. So it's like some famous, you know, designed house that like James helped design it, but it was designed by an architect who I don't remember the name. But
oh my God, John Lautner is like one of the most
guy,
famed
right. whoever,
architects.
Whoever that might be.
Yeah, so John Lautner designed the house and James Goldstein had worked with him on, you know, designing everything.
Right.
And this house has been in so many movies.
Yeah,
the Sheets, Lebowski.
Goldstein
residence,
yeah. Right.
I'll tell Charlie's. You what, I'm a little surprised by this story. And this what? Is why. Kanye considers himself a visionary, creative force.
He does.
And to say that he needs to go to another genius
it's
to help
weird.
Him, you know, sort of spruce up his own
but
home, you would
also,
think he could design
but
it.
But he's also creative and he's getting inspiration and certain things.
It's almost humbling a little bit, right?
Because he like did that. This for the
Right, which is not a word you associate with Kanye
True.
West ever.
That's a good point, right.
But he does this all with all of his houses. He did this with the one that with Kim Bill, he had different architects
right.
come in to like help
exactly.
him design it.
The difference now is that he's solo. He's solo. No Kim to nag him down or to drop
Why
him down.
Why are you saying
God.
That she was
I'm
nagging
just,
him?
I'm just saying.
He built a beautiful
he's
house
single.
And she loved
now
it.
Now all the creative juices can flow freely. And so
nagged him.
I think we might have skipped over the headline. The headline is that he is enlisting James Goldstein's help to design this Malibu house, right? That's
yeah,
what's happening?
Yeah, so I talked to James Goldstein, and basically he told me that Kanye had reached out a couple weeks ago to, like, open a dialogue. He wanted to meet with James and, like, see his house and just, like, get inspiration for his Malibu home. So Kanye actually
went over
there.
Which needs
the
help, by the way, because that house
That
is,
thing's just a box.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a bunker.
It's pretty plain.
We even wrote in our story, it looks like a bunker, which it does. It doesn't look very... It doesn't
it's
look
an
like
expensive
anything.
Bunker.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I wish I could have a $57 million
yeah, right?
bunker.
Great
right.
view.
So on Friday, he went to the Sheets Goldstein residence and was like taking photos of like the pool and taking photos of like everything and really admiring everything. And it's kind of funny because the photo that James posted on his Instagram of Kanye, he's wearing rain boots standing in the pool.
In the water.
It's like a very Which, strange.
I he
image.
Loves those boots.
He does.
And that's
really
all
does.
He's
They're
in recently.
To know that they actually have some utility outside of their appearance, whatever. They actually work as water.
Well, we don't
boots.
Know what they look like after.
You think
the
they have
water?
Utility because he was splashing around on a Baja
I
show?
Know.
At some
boots? I don't know.
Like, do your shoes just fall apart when you walk in a puddle?
I mean, they're designer boots. I didn't know how well they actually worked when put against the test.
Dude, that can get you some galoshes from Marshalls. You don't need,
the
like...
The test, right, it right, was right. a little puddle. Like,
anyway.
Water.
They're
anyway.
Functional.
Nice
but yeah,
test,
so...
Like it was,
so I guess Kanye had showed James some like blueprints of like ideas he had for his own Malibu house. And it was some kind of like rectangular like
right.
blueprint. James mm-hmm. wasn't like too sure what it meant. So now Kanye has invited James to go to his house and kind of like go over everything.
These guys are going to butt heads. This is my prediction. Is that so? Yeah, because James Goldstein is a giant of his own craft as well. Right. And Kanye certainly doesn't yield to anyone. So the idea that these two are going to be able to combine their creative forces in harmony is a stretch.
And to that point, I think you're right, because when in your notes for the story, you said something along the lines of, you know, James looked at Kanye's drawn out plans, could not make sense of them. He didn't know what the hell he was being presented with.
So
he's like, you know what? Let me go to your house with you.
Yep.
Show me what you want, but it seems like
that was probably the longest tour.
Right.
Could you imagine Kanye going through his vision for his home?
Right.
No way.
But what if Kanye like really replicates James's house? Like, you would kind of be offended a little bit, right? That's not like flattery. Like,
I wouldn't want like another person to have like my same exact house.
Yeah, that house is so special that if he copycats like sort of the triangular shape to it, it'll be a little bit of a knockoff.
But it's clear that like Kanye wants to do a major redesign, so I imagine there's going to be tons of construction, and what that means for the neighbors, lots of noise, lots of commotion. So get ready for Kanye, construction about to go.
Well, while Kanye was doing this, Kim Kardashian, his estranged wife, was in Santa Monica with Pete Davidson with a little friend on his neck. Everyone thinks it looks like a hickey, which I think
Fabian
it does.
Called, by the way, a purple red friend.
What?
Is that how you presented
it? That was Brad.
Brad called it a reddish purple friend.
But I love this, because Kim cannot let Courtney have anything. Courtney and Travis are the ones that were like so DPA, like all over each other. And now Kim's like, excuse me, I got a hickey on him.
Yeah.
And she's 41. Like, what are you doing?
I'm on the other side. I love this relationship.
I want to sit back and listen. No, what is it?
She's so happy for the first time
Pete?
In her life.
What is it about Pete? Because he's funny, but there's a lot of funny guys.
I know, but look at his dating history. There has to be something. He has amazing women, and it's probably how he is in bed.
We don't get too vulgar.
It didn't take much to lure that out of you. I was like, is she going to say it?
Just like there was something about Mary, there's something about Pete. And I think, and Ariana spoke on it. We know there's something about Pete. We know what it's down there. But
anyway. Something about Mary reference. Okay.
Frankenbeans, exactly.
But it has to be a little bit more than just being like well endowed, though.
It's well endowed and a charm.
You've been with some well endowed guys,
yes,
I'm sure.
And they're not as funny as Pete, probably. And I'm not with them anymore.
This is all right. Anyway.
Those were good times.
All right. So about the hickey, though. First of all, this is amateurish because
it's not amateurish.
It is amateurish.
She's 41 years old, Courtney. She's still sucking on neck.
Fabian's issue with it is where it's located, because the hickey is located like almost like underneath the ear, like high up on the neck.
It's at the base. Oh my God. It's at the base of his skull.
Fabian thinks they need to be on the lower neck and on the chest.
No, it's
Fabian. If you look at the hickey, it's at the base of his skull here. So it's just weird placing. So.
You don't know what he likes, and they feel good to him up there.
I would only say the only issue with this is, one, they're coming out of Giorgio Baldi, which every paparazzi is there, so they know they're going to get a photograph. Number two, if they wanted to conceal it, they could. Kim has like a makeup line. They could patch it up.
1,000%.
And look, I mean, there's...
But he doesn't want to conceal that. Like, come on, I got a hickey from Kim Kardashian. Look at this, Kanye West. Like, what do you
know? I would show it off too, obviously, but like, it's childish. Like, both of these people are too old for hickeys. Even Pete is too old for hickeys.
I agree completely.
It is a little high school.
There's a cutoff. There's an age cutoff for hickeys. It's 25 and less. Not even 25. 25 is the cutoff. Like, if you're 24, fine. Anything younger, fine. But if you're beyond 25,
they're also
your
just
cutoff
money.
Is hilarious to me. You're allowed to go all through law school with hickeys, according to you. 25.
But
I was
once you can rent a car, no more hickeys.
No more hickeys. Yeah.
No way. It's so funny. And have you ever given a hickey to someone when they don't want it and you almost just do it just to annoy them?
Yes.
It's like so much fun.
You're kind of marking your territory.
You that's exactly what it is. You mark your territory.
And you see if they cover it up. Like, how dare you go to a bar?
I don't think she needs
hickey.
To mark Pete Davidson. He will follow her around like a puppy for as long as she...
But
I don't know.
You don't know that? Have you seen all the people that he's dated? He probably has thousands of girls throwing at him.
For
pleasure.
Sure. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he's talking to other women right now, probably. Who knows? But
and to think he only started with Cassie David
God.
At him now.
I know, look at him. But to your theory, though, just to wrap this up, I think there's something to be said about the fact that, you know, Courtney was the it girl for the past several months, along with Megan Fox.
With Travis Barker.
They both got their bad boy rocker guys. And
she was making
out
like on boats in Italy with them so much.
They're all PDA heavy, hot and heavy, and I think Kim felt a little left out, frankly. And I'm not saying she doesn't like Pete. I'm sure she's enjoying him and probably likes him, but I think there's something else in the back of her mind. Like, yeah, let me get in on this like bad boy tatted skinny guy thing that's going on right now.
I don't know why you think he's a bad boy.
You are hating.
I'm just saying.
He's such a hater.
Oh, Lord. I don't get it.
Don't go to the 909,
Fabian. Well, let's move you off this topic, Fabian.
Sure. And we can segue into Matthew McConaughey, a little more serious, but not really.
Is it
serious?
So
where did he get hickeys? Yeah.
So Matthew McConaughey, even though he is not running for governor, at least not yet, not officially, he is constantly showing up in these polls, in these local Texas polls. And there's a new one out by the Dallas Morning News. And they're showing that not only is he beating the incumbent, Governor Abbott, by I think maybe about 10% or so, but he would apparently wipe out Beto O'Rourke, the Democrat who's actually running, by over 10%. I think it's almost like 20% or something like that. I don't know. The numbers are 49% for Matt and 27% for O'Rourke, and then 43% for Matt, 35% for O'Rourke. So he's beating
both
of them.
That's crazy, considering he's never even said he's running. He's just expressed, like, interest a little bit.
Yeah, and we've written about it. He's given these long, rambling, vague interviews to different outlets, and he's a philosopher.
But that's probably what politicians should do.
Yes, the vagueness is a strategy, guys, because Greg Abbott, everyone knows what Greg Abbott stands for. He's a hard right guy.
Right.
Everyone knows what Beto O'Rourke stands for. He's a hard left guy.
Taking your guns.
If you keep it vague, you leave the mystery to it, and you start capturing that middle. And as soon as he announces a policy, you'll see this start to tighten up a lot, because then you can hate him.
I agree.
You can hate him.
And I also think he's also been leaving clues, sort of, like, you know, indirectly. Like, so basically
little Easter eggs like Taylor Swift?
No, not like Taylor Swift.
But they're like a policy Easter egg.
He has been leaving Easter eggs because on the one hand, he recently came out and said, I am against vaccine mandates for kids. He said, I'm not, you know, you can't make me vaccinate my kids. But earlier, like a month or two ago, he was saying, mask mandates are good. It's for the greater good. Come on. Like he's kind of like, you know.
He's fence sitting.
He is. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's trying to have the best of both worlds.
So maybe he's doing that on purpose, but I don't know. I don't think he's smart enough to really be doing that on purpose.
But people love Matthew McConaughey. When you think of Texas, that's who
chill.
You think
he's
of.
He's a chill guy.
And you know he's going to be running right?
And look
because all right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. You were waiting to get that
I
in.
Was. Okay. I appreciated it. I liked it.
Thanks, guys.
But this is, look at the history of electing people, right? You elect pretty faces. Ronald Reagan. And you guys don't remember, was a movie star.
He was a movie star.
I've seen pictures.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's so crazy.
Even though JFK is not actually handsome, he's perceived as
handsome.
That
is your opinion.
In the public.
I don't know
this
why
is the
you
hottest
think
of Fabian
really
takes
is.
Ever that JFK
saying
wasn't
JFK
handsome.
Is handsome is like saying, there's like this
Fabian,
myth
if you
about
did a
Ted
poll,
Bundy.
He would probably be the hottest president.
Name a hotter one. Lincoln?
George W. Bush.
Oh, Fabian, I named my daughter Nixon, and I still think JFK is pretty hot.
Your daughter's name is Nixon?
And he named one
Carter. So I'm no fan of the Kennedys, but JFK is a good looking guy.
That's like saying Ted Bundy is handsome. Another myth that gets perpetuated, which is
he
not.
Was
I don't understand why you're getting this.
Anyway,
we're
getting off track here. But yeah, McConaughey is handsome. So I just don't like this idea of electing celebrities just because they're celebrities and they're popular. It's just.
Well, the weed laws would definitely get passed in Texas, which has not happened.
This
and
true.
People would be very excited about that.
I think he's got
or
Courtney's
upset.
Vote. I think
he has my vote. I'll move to Austin.
Mail in ballot. That's a good opportunity to move on.
Yes, I think so. We can.
So we'll see. Look, we'll know what Matthew McConaughey stands for. But one thing we do know that is coming up is we know the next person going to space.
Oh my God.
And the next person is former football player and current GMA host Michael Strahan.
He will be wild.
I don't understand.
On December 9th, I will be blasting off in the next Blue Origin space launch. There you go. Going to space. Blue Origin, they approached me and they asked if I wanted to be a crew member. And without hesitation, I said yes.
What made you want to do it?
I wanted to go to space. I think being there at the first launch, it really was mind-blowing.
Like, how tall is he?
He's 6'5". And he went already to the base when there was another launch, when he was just covering it for GMA. And he sat in the chair and he's like, oh, this is kind of comfy. And apparently Jeff Bezos offered him a ride on the next voyage.
And
he's going to be sitting next to basically space royalty because Laura Shepard, who is the daughter of Alan Shepard, who famously was the first person in space as an American.
Mm. Oh, wasn't John Glenn? Or no, Neil Armstrong?
Two different voyages. But yes, John Glenn was in orbit and he was in space. But anyway, he'll be sitting next to her. He'll be sitting next to a father-son, very privileged, rich people, it seems like, other investors in Blue Origin. But Strahan going up to space.
So, is he doing it for like a report on GMA? Or is he just going up because
Jeff Bezos
offered
it? There's no
GMA
question about
will
that.
Cover it. He's going up. He's actually giving his stipend from the Boys and Girls Club that you're apparently a stipend is owed to you when you go up into space.
That
he's going to give
so
his to the
funny.
Boys and Girls Club. So it's for charity, but it's pretty awesome.
So just
what's the stipend? We have no idea, right?
Don't know the amount, but just to clarify. Yeah. So with all these Jeff Bezos, quote, voyages, whatever you want to call them, let's just be real. What they are is you go up, barely up. You go barely past the stratosphere, whatever.
But enough to see the curvature.
Yes, but you go up, but you come right back down. It's like 10 minutes max, maybe. You're up there for like 2 seconds.
Fabian,
you float for a second.
You're
come
acting
right...
like you wouldn't go out.
Hold on, let's just
you
let's
would 1,000% go out.
If he offered you it in a stipend, you would take it, and you wouldn't even donate the stipend.
It's just silly because like Jeff Bezos is running out of tricks and gimmicks. He really is. Like he's pulling hats out of a name at this point. Like, oh, who can I send up next? Who can
or names out of a hat? Either one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what did I say?
He said hats out of a name, which is a difficult trick to pull off.
But, yeah. Okay, sorry. But like, it's just, it's not newsworthy. This is not newsworthy anymore.
It is.
I think it's indulgent rich guy behavior. I actually agree with you. What Musk is doing is a little bit different. He sent his guys up there for 3 days in space. And he's actually doing space exploration. These little vanity trips with Hillary and Shatner, they're giving.
But hold on, that's what Jeff Bezos wants. That's what he wanted to do, was to people to take these like little trips up into sea and to like gradually, oh my goodness, someone finished a sentence for me.
We started talking about NASA and you go, roll out over your skis.
It's just tourism at this point. You're not finding anything up there. You're not exploring.
That's the words I was looking for.
Even though both of these guys are, you know, Bezos is in a pissing contest with Elon Musk. Richard Branson's not even in the race at this point, in my opinion.
How sad for Richard Branson.
I know, he kind of dropped off.
Because the billionaire we forgot.
He has the coolest plane, if you ask me.
He does.
That thing
looks like it's out of the Jetsons, for sure.
He's the only one that doesn't look like a penis rocket.
Yes.
He looks like a legit airplane.
It looks so cool. I'd be like, that's the one I want to go on.
Do you guys think they do that on purpose? Like, oh, my
penis. Jeff Bezos
did that on purpose. He was trying to, that's an Austin Powers scene, actually. That's Dr. Evil's rocket. Anyway, whatever. I'm not going to
You really love the Austin Powers movies. Second Austin Powers reference, and we have not a single Mike Myers story.
Welcome to 2021,
but
baby.
Getting back to Elon real quick, you know, he's contracted with NASA. NASA is contracted with SpaceX. They have a contract together. They're constantly sending missions, and Elon's actually going to space. Deep, not deep, but like, he's going farther than Bezos. Bezos is going up and down, like barely up. And he's coming right back down.
It's the same thing with skydiving, though. There's like different levels of skydiving where you can fall from, like different altitudes.
Well, Elon is on another level, and Jeff Bezos is like.
But they're doing two different things.
Yes.
Yeah, like, one is trying to show like space is accessible and how space tourism would be these little trips where you get zero gravity.
But then you got Jeff Bezos talking about, oh, we're going to build floating cities. How about you get past the, what do they call it? The line, the mark.
Why don't you just deliver my toilet paper on time? I don't know. I feel like Amazon is getting away from their core business. No, I don't
want to
leave. I want a drone to bring me my toilet paper.
The holidays are kind of here, and Christmas is around the corner, and you know all the packages slow down.
It's true.
They need to figure that out.
Anyway, I'm sure we'll be live streaming this like we do for all of Bezos' little things.
Why? You're so angry about this. I don't understand.
Fabian, what one of these topics did you actually like? Because each one you criticized.
Kim and Pete got me riled up.
Kim and Pete got you... Yeah.
Right, we're asking which one you liked.
Yeah.
We know which ones you didn't like, which was all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a topic that wouldn't upset you that we can talk about?
No.
By the way, you guys, Thanksgiving's around the corner. What are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving, Fabian?
Well, I mean, if I can get out of here tomorrow on time, I'm going to be driving up to Sacramento, which is not too far away.
And has been stressing about getting out of here on time since last
week.
I've been hearing about
it every day.
Because you've been slacking me about like this post schedule, like what we're doing for the TV show.
I've been slacking.
Like, hey, what's this?
It's so funny you picked up on that because I've been
You
like,
picked up on it. You said, hey, I want to get out of here early last Friday.
So anyway, it's going to be a long day.
Until you mean that you're
You asked
done?
Him, what are you doing for the holidays? And he
so
complained
negative.
About leaving.
I know.
You can even give this guy a day off and he'll find the negative in it.
Always. Courtney, my parents are in town, so I've been hanging out with them all the time. Yeah, we're going to a hockey game tomorrow night.
Because you're from Ohio, right?
Canada. But yeah, both.
Okay.
Dual citizenship.
Oh, good for you.
Derek, how about yourself?
We are hosting Thanksgiving.
Wow. Is this your first time hosting?
We've got 22 people coming over. We got some like extended family.
How big is your turkey?
Well, so you're actually not big enough at all. There will be several hungry individuals afterwards.
You'll be in charge of feeding people this time
these people. And I told them.
It's going to
be all bundt cakes out there.
It's going to be all bundt cakes.
Yeah, Derek's known for taking all the free food at work. So this is his
If anyone wants trail mix.
Do you cook or does your wife cook?
We'll be cooking the turkey, but we told people if you're coming over, you got to bring something.
Potluck. Oh, you're that type. And Miss Neff, what are you doing?
Just hanging out with family in Glendora.
What are you cooking?
I'm cooking nothing. I'm picking up Marie Callender
pies tomorrow.
You're just picking up wine and bringing it?
Yeah, pretty much. And pies.
And pies.
All right, there we
Sorry,
go.
When I hear pie, I just think wine for some reason.
I know. Where are you?
You skip the pie. You go straight to the wine.
I'm like, oh, I'll just have that.
Anyway, that was fun.
I know. Thanks for joining us, Derek.
This was fun. I hope you invited back.
So, by the way, the podcast, you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple, Google, anywhere you get your podcasts. And we're also on YouTube, too, if you guys want to watch us. So
yeah, if you want to see Derek's face finally on the podcast.
Ooh,
probably won't, so they'll probably see you
on. A real treat.
Yeah.
Bye, guys. See you next time.
Bye, everyone.